Hey there, Lovey Lou. Welcome to another episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. Today we're on to another 1001 ways of being to let go of. And this one, I'm telling you, I'm going to ditch it, get rid of it, and ask you to stop giving away your power and be done with it. This calibration came across my awareness recently, and now, of course, I can't locate it in the database at consciousnesscalibrations.com. I don't know why I can't, but in any event, it's something that really irritates me. I have an aversion to it, and now I understand why. I've always had an aversion to it. Like, just hearing it bothered me, seeing others use it bothered me. I'm like, okay, time to let this one go. So, what is it I want to share with you today that's so irritating to me? Well, it's something that holds no truth. It's a negative attractor field, self-destructive and downward pulling. You and I and everyone else are giving away your power when you buy into this one. So, this week's episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness is called Escaping the New Normal, Reclaiming Your Power. But before I get into today's topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I'm also the founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. Now, my intention with these 1001 ways of being to let go of is to introduce you to low-vibe, destructive, and negative ways of being so you can remove blocks to what you really intend for your life and align yourself and your energy fields with higher consciousness and more constructive, positively oriented, and powerful ways of being. So the letting go episodes are introducing you to negative attractor fields and understanding that one way or another, you've got to intend to let them go. Now, this is not to say that you can't feel what you feel and express what you need to communicate. It's just making you aware that to continue to negatively express, suppress, and repress emotions doesn't serve you or anyone around you in the long run. And it's helpful to become aware that they exist and need to be released energetically. You really got to become self-aware and listen to yourself, feel how you feel, listen to what's coming out of your mouths, observe how you're reacting to others. This is really in spiritual teachings known as becoming the witness and the observer of what's going around on without engaging in it, right? It's becoming a neutral observer. And what I share with you helps you put authentic power and truth into context so you can make better choices. You can understand where you are on the map on any topic and decide, is it going to serve me to stay here in these lower level ways of being? Or does it make sense to shift my focus, let go of the lower levels, and make better choices? And focus on more powerful and constructive things, you're going to feel much better when you do. So today is no exception. Let's get started. So what's this week's 1001 way of being to let go of? Well, it was in the title. It's being one who accepts the new normal. It has planted its seed during COVID, as you may recall. This is when it really started to come out a lot. And it continues today in the news media, social media, and anywhere the attractor fields of victimhood are prevalent. Notice I said the energy of victimhood. That's what the new normal is. Accepting this into your being is a victimhood acceptance energy. So, why is it so irritating to me, you and perhaps many others, if it is. Well, for me, it's you may be neutral on it. It still triggers me for whatever reason today. I'm feeling really irritated about other things are irritating me, but this just adds to it because it's part of the field. So for me, it's because it's an energy field of victimhood and giving away your power. And I've been doing this for some time now, my whole life, in some area, you know, one way or another, I'm a victim to something and it becomes buried in unconscious. So that's one reason why it irritates me, because I'm victim to the victimhood. That's essentially what the energy likely is. I'm allowing myself to be victim to the victimhood, which is insane. So, and it's accepting that you are powerless. I'm not willing to accept that whatsoever. I know I'm not. So why do I keep attracting it into my experience? And why can't I just let it go? I mean, usually I can, but this week I'm not letting go for some reason. And I've already shared in another episode the higher consciousness of deciding not to be a victim and opting out of the victim-perpetrator model. That calibrates at 210. It's of higher consciousness to opt out of it. Like, let go of being a victim, claim your own power, accept it, and stop giving it away to the government, to the news media, to whatever you're giving your attention to. If you're buying into it, you're giving away your power. And if you're resisting it, you're giving away your power and you're feeding the energy field of that, the new normal. You're feeding into it, making it bigger because it becomes a part of mass consciousness. We don't want to be doing that. That's the definition of insane. So now I couldn't find the calibrations on calibrations.com, but I know it came across my awareness because where else would it have come from? But there's another one which is the same and similar energy, if not the same. And that calibration that came across is another one that irritates me in the same way. And it's the controlling the narrative. Like, if I just hear the word narrative now, because all the news anchors, people use the word narrative, it just like it gets my hackles up. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Because I know the energy is controlling. The energy is wanting to control things, right? And I love the description of how PsychologyToday.com describes this lower consciousness. And I want to remind you, psychology in general is of higher consciousness and higher mind at 450 on the map, which is the energy of mastery, science, and medicine. Just so you know, this is significant higher consciousness of reason and rationality. And controlling the narrative is not, right? Any type of controlling thing or buying into the new normal is of lower consciousness at 185. There's no power there. It's not sane. Sane is 300. Normal. The energy of normal is 300. So if you want to accept that the new normal is insane, then, well, it is. Right? The new normal is insane. Sane is 300. Normal is 300. Balanced is 300 on the map of consciousness. Controlling the narrative and the state and the new normal is 185. This is a sinkhole of destructive energy fields. You don't want to be swimming around in this pool, really. Anyway, so here's how Psychology Today describes this, and I love this because Dr. Hawkins would use these words as well. So this controlling the narrative is one of the most important tools in a narcissist's toolbox. It's the ability to control the narrative. And the crux of the matter is the manipulator's desire, this is manipulation, to control the narrative and be either the hero or the victim. Talk about archetypes. There's a victim and a hero in the archetypes, right? Victimhood and hero. It's the the light and the shadow side of life. So I just, it was super interesting if you consider the energy of politicians, which is 180, right? It's lower than controlling the narrative, but it's part of their toolbox for sure. They want to control the narrative and be the hero in many scenarios. And like, they always have some platform they're going to run on so that they can be the hero in it, is essentially what's going on. If they're true politicians, right, they want to control things. They want to control you and get your power by, you know, asking you to give away their power and trust them, which is insane. But it happens. It's been happening for thousands of years. But what's super interesting, when I wanted to find an example of controlling the narrative and this energy field, I found the New Green Deal. This is the platform that the radical left, I think it's the radical left, anything radical is of lower consciousness, wants to use to be the hero in their own little fantasy story. And then make us all to be victims, like, of, you know, climate change or whatever the hell that they want to become the hero for. So interesting that the New Green Deal, the content of it is 185, which is the energy of controlling the narrative and part of the narcissist's toolbox. So look at me up on my high horse, up on the soapbox, being misjudgmental. Which, that's what I'm feeling today, so I'm not going to make myself wrong for feeling this way, but I am willing to let it go, and we're going to talk about how to do that in a minute. So, I'd like to share other energy fields that you're swimming in at 185. Things that are similar, it's this, not even similar, it's the same energy, just a different way of being. So, 185 is the energy of low self-esteem. It's also helicopter parenting. It's a low vibe controlling energy. It's not uplifting. I mean, low self-esteem, hello. Helicopter parenting is a low self-esteem behavior and a controlling the narrative behavior. So just so you know, you got to understand these. And I apologize, I do have righteous judgmentalism in my voice, but maybe it's just calling a spade, right? Which is of higher consciousness, to call a spade, like, hell out, this is what it is. You can accept it or not. You can continue to be a victim and give away your power or not. Even though it sounds, I'm judging myself for buying into victimhood in the past and continuing to do so in yet another way. So that's really the irritation. So I did in an episode of letting go of aversions and attractions. This is what it is. It's an aversion. And that episode and that understanding is a higher level of consciousness and more of an advanced spiritual teaching, which I watched one of Dr. Hawkins' lectures on aversions and attractions, which is why I wanted to do it. It's like, okay, this is stepping into much higher level when you're able to do this, right? This is mastery of the self when you can let go of aversions and attractions at a high level. So clearly, I'm still a work in progress on this particular topic. I'm pretty sure I don't have aversions to many things, but this is one that I do. Any type of political stuff, I have an aversion to, which is interesting, and because I could care less. I didn't follow politics my whole life. I could have cared less. I think I voted once or maybe twice in my whole lifetime, believe it or not. And I'm 61 years old. That's how not into politics I was. And I think at a higher level, I intuitively knew to stay away from it. And I did until the whole, you know, COVID and the whole sinking of mass consciousness below 200, blah, 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 blah. So anyway, I watched Dr. Hawkins' lectures often, not recently though, but except for yesterday, I watched a couple that almost made me cry. He's so friggin' brilliant and aligned with super high consciousness. I did a whole blog post that's coming out on Sunday, which I'm sharing. So in any event, he always reminds us not to make a thing wrong. So essentially, allow yourself, like, I'm going to allow myself to feel the aversion, the resistance, the irritation, and the judgmentalism of this particular controlling the narrative and the new normal, right? Even some hatred is creeping in, but it doesn't, it's just a projection of hatred that's running around in me still, and I get to throw it at this, essentially. So anyway, there's a statement which also came across the consciousnesscalibrations.com that says, what you resist persists. And if you've read Conversations with God, then you'll recall that God in the conversation would say this often. He's like, what you resist persists. So the calibration for this statement, the truth of it, it holds at a very high level of truth at 540. That's huge. That's a 10 to the 540th power that this is how true this is. And resistance to anything or resistance to what is a problem that keeps you stuck. And this is a vital teaching of the Buddha. It's a common source of human suffering, is resistance. So take this one to your list of rules to live by, is to let go of what you resist, let go of resistance. You're going to need to do some prayer to like a higher power. Like, you got to let go. You got to surrender resistance to a higher power, because most of us don't have the higher power 540 within us. Well, we do, but we're blocking it. So anyway, this new normal and controlling the narrative is an aversion to me that I am willing to let go of the resistance to. And so how do you let go of it, right? So there are many ways to let go of things. And in the last couple of weeks, I promised you that I would find a Bach flower remedy that can gently help you release the resistance without suffering through it all, like I and many others want to do. We're like, we'll just suffer through it because we don't know any better. We don't know any better to kind of be with it and intend to let it go, like process it out. That's the mechanism of letting go. That's can be a challenging way, but a Bach flower remedy in combination with the mechanism of letting go makes it super simple. So you want to allow yourself to process out of the feeling, whatever it is, not even just this, anything that you have resistance to, and consciously intend to let it go. And typically the mechanism of letting go for me can take, you know, a few minutes, if that, to just sit with the energy of resistance and irritation and anger, whatever it is, and the energy, and then intend to let it go while you're sitting there. You kind of even say it out loud. I'm willing to sit with this energy and allow it to process out with ease. Throw in that one. But there are some super helpful Bach flower remedies for these, for this, right? So the first one is impatience, and the other one is beech. And again, the energy of Bach flowers, essence, Bach flower remedies is 210. Which, by the way, is the same thing of deciding not to be a victim. Kind of interesting. Similar energies. Swimming in the same pool. Like, willing to, deciding not to be a victim of anything, and taking a Bach flower to help you out. Same energy. Super helpful. And they're going to help you work through these feelings with significantly greater ease. They really, I'm telling you, smooth out the edges of processing negative emotions and negative ways of being that you just, like, you're tired of. It's like you're done. I'm like, all right, how do I let go of this? So I want to read brief descriptions of impatience, one of the Bach flower remedies, and what it says here at bachcenter.com. You can go there and see all this. This is the official website for Dr. Edward Bach's Bach Flower Remedy System, I'm pretty sure. So anyway, impatience. And these remedies are little tincture bottles, like eyedropper stuff. They cost maybe $16 or $17, and they'll last a while. So if you get the whole 38 remedy and you have it readily available when you have something you want to process through. So you can start with what you need now and just keep adding to your Bach Flower toolbox. I mean, it couldn't be cheaper to help your overall well-being. This is a big self-care tip of the day. It's way cheaper than going to an emergency room with all the stuff that negative emotions can wreak havoc on the body. Okay, so back for impatience. And as its name suggests, the remedy for impatience and the frustration and irritability that often go with it is this Bach Flower remedy. Anyone can get into the state of mind, but there are also genuine impatience types who live life at a rush and hate being held back by more methodical people. To avoid this irritation, they prefer to work alone. The impatience boss is the one who sends staff home early so she can get the job finished quicker. The remedy helps us be less hasty and more relaxed with others. So anyway, I'd recommend impatience, and it addresses other things. You may hear something that you recognize in this description. And then the other one is beach. And beach was described by Dr. Bach as the remedy for people who feel the need to see more good and beauty in all that surrounds them. So people who are in a positive beach state, who are in a negative beach state are intolerant of difference. They lack compassion and understanding of the circumstances and paths that other people are given and fail to see that they too are working towards perfection in their own ways. That's really spoke to me when I was looking for this remedy, because I want to judge and be irritated with people that, especially people that want us to buy into their narcissistic toolbox of narcissistic way of being the hero or victim in your life. This speaks to that. So it's really coming into compassion, which is very high level at 560, versus understanding, which is in the 400. So I'm not a compassion on many topics. Maybe I am on some. I find it easier to just be understanding. You can feel the energy shift when you look at someone, or you look at like a newscaster who's buying into the speaking about controlling the narrative. They don't know any better. They don't know any better. And they're likely being told by their boss that you're going to use these words, you know, and because it's a controlling thing. They want to control what's going on. Okay. So again, people in a beach state are intolerant of difference. They lack compassion and understanding of the circumstances and paths that other people are given and fail to see that they too are working towards perfection in their own ways. And this calibrates as true if you understand that we're all doing the best that we can in every moment of every day. That calibrates as true at 500. This is true. You can ignore it or you can continue to resist it. And sometimes beach intolerance is manifested as outbursts of irritability. I've been having those this week. And the remedy helps to encourage tolerance and understanding. And as this happens, so the irritability also fades. Okay, so that's the scoop on the remedies for how to let go of these energies, right? Now, other ways to let go of your aversion or attraction to the phrase the new normal or controlling the narrative is to stop watching the news. This is where these phrases are blatantly right in your face, which is why I cringe every time I hear it and I shut the news off and unfortunately, other people in my household like to watch the news, so I leave the room because I can barely stand it, which is not exactly, you know, letting go, but it's at least avoiding it for now until I have let it go. And the next way is to go neutral, right? If you hear the phrase the new normal, just go neutral on it. Like, oh, okay, I can let that go as best you can. And I'm still flinching as I say it. I got some work to do on this one. But I'm just in a heightened state of irritability, so anything in this field is kind of coming to me right now, which is just an indication that it's within me to release, right? It's just showing me, hey, you want to be the trumpeter of truth and speak the truth at whatever level can be heard, you might want to let go of this because it's still running in you. That's what it's telling me. Okay. Another thing you're going to want to let go of is any righteous feelings, which is of the spiritual ego typically, that wants to make others wrong for buying into this controlling narrative. That's the spiritual ego within me wanting to, you know, shame somebody for holding on to this when in fact they know nothing about what we're talking about here. They don't realize it's a negative attractor field necessarily, unless they do. But if they intend to be of higher consciousness, they don't. They're like, they don't know what they're doing. Which is fine. It's okay, because I didn't know what I was doing for decades until I came across Power versus Force. Now, finally, I've created an entire resource page for how to let go. And if you don't have time for this comprehensive resource page, you may want to bookmark it. Or you can opt into the How to Let Go email journey I created for you so that you'll get a slow drip of things that you can just check the email subject line if it's of interest to you, or you'll feel drawn to it, or you won't. And then you can just go with whatever life, whatever attractor field is bringing you into those emails, just saying. And you can find this resource in the link below the podcast, or you can go to the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com/ How to Let Go, all one word. So that's it for this week's episode of 1001 Ways of Being to Let Go Of. Next week, we're back to 1001 Ways of Being of Higher Consciousness for your list of rules to live by. My name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of higher consciousness. Thank you for joining me and sharing me with other like-minded family members and friends. I'll see you again next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of higher consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.